This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Six Flags reports profits this morning. It's one of the top five players in the amusement park industry. Disney's the biggest, no surprise. Six Flags is starting to hold job fairs for its prime summer season, but as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, in today's tighter labor market, companies like this could have trouble finding the workers they need.
The amusement park industry employs about 135,000 workers, and much of the work is seasonal, according to the research firm Ibis World. It's a labor-intensive industry that needs workers for things like selling tickets and concessions, operating the rides, and entertaining the crowds. Wages at amusement parks have been ticking up, a sign of labor demand, and it could be harder to hire workers this year. Randall Eberts is president of the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
The fast food chains and others will be hiring as well.
Their offers of permanent jobs could trump the attractiveness of a short-term gig operating roller coasters. Merrick Masters is a labor expert at Wayne State University. He says automating more of the jobs at amusement parks might be a longer-term solution to the difficulty of finding workers.
But it's not something that can occur overnight.
Some of the jobs Six Flags parks are recruiting for: actors, drummers, and superheroes. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting A United Kingdom, the true story of King Seretse Khama of Botswana and British commoner Ruth Williams, whose marriage was both controversial and inspiring, starring David Oyelowo and Rosamund Pike, in theaters now. And by Malwarebytes. Businesses worldwide use Malwarebytes to protect against unknown and known advanced online threats, like ransomware. More information at malwarebytes.com. And by Constant Contact, with email marketing tools and support to help small businesses